All right, guys, tonight we are putting four absolute heavy hitters to the test in a blind. We've got Santo 110, we got Tapatio 110, Lost Lore 110, and the legend itself, Fortaleza Steel Streak. Now, I know that Fortaleza is going to be a little behind because it is 46 ABV, so it's coming in a little lighter. Don't know if I'll be able to pick that up or not, but we'll give it a try. Everyone talks about high-proof tequila, but today we're going to find out which 110 monster here actually deserves the crown without knowing what's in each glass. These four bottles the tequila community absolutely loves, so you can't argue about that. Let's settle it. See which one of the blind today is the winner. And keep in mind, you can't lose if you have any one of these. I'm going to just kind of nose through each one, and then I'll taste through each one. I'll put which one I like the best, and then we'll reveal it with numbers that are on the bottom and the backs of the bottles to see which one is which. My wife helped do this. I don't have a solo blind or like agave. Love and Lore has that little thing that spins around, but trust me, it's coming soon. Okay. This one, I definitely like the nose the best. This one, I like the nose the second best. This was third and this was fourth in the nose. So I'm going to start at the bottom for the taste. That one doesn't seem like it's 110. This one here was way hotter than these two. And I like the agave sweetness of this one so far the best. I like the heat of this one. The agave is really good there too. It's going to be too hard to pick. I picked four of my favorite tequilas to do this with. Best nose and most cooked agave right here. That's really good. Second best. Third best, it's the same as the nose. It's the same, the way the nose goes is the same. And I do believe the last one is Fortaleza, mainly because it doesn't have the heat. It's a little more watered down, but it has a great cooked agave flavor. You get a lot of vegetal notes, but it just doesn't have the same intensity that the other ones do. So the winner is number three, Tapatio 110. Second place, number one, Lost Lore. Third place, number two, Santo Fina. And that means the last one was the Fortaleza, which is a great tequila. Don't get me wrong. This is a great sipper, Lot 26S. It's a really good one to sip on. I just definitely could pick up less heat, less agave. And there was some citrus in different ones. This one was very much more vegetal, but it just didn't have the same punch. So there you go. All right, that's the lineup and that's the ranking. Honestly, I'm a little shocked because of how much I love Fortaleza. And I'm also a little shocked because Lost Lore is one that I always tell everybody that it is one of my absolute favorite high proofs. But in saying that, I'm not really that shocked because I've had Santo in a blind where I picked it out as number one. And I always go back to Tapatio 110. It's just a great, great tequila. So you can't lose with any of these. These guys are the top four winners of high proof tequila. So if you enjoyed this blind, hit the button and subscribe. Tell me which high proof showdown you want next. And also, out of these four, which one do you think you would have picked as your favorite? Thanks for watching. Have a great night.